The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's and America's Most Challenging Hour, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle with a true but old-fashioned message right out of the scriptures of the greatest book ever given and made available to the human family by God Almighty, and that is your Holy Bible. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the inerrant and infallible word of our great Creator God that you and I can trust to be true in all its claims. Now, if you'll stay tuned in and pay attention to the message that I'm teaching on today, you'll find that today's broadcast will be informative, interesting, and inspiring. And as Jesus Christ, his apostles, and God's holy prophets of old cried out to the people of their generation, so do I. May God give you ears to hear and a heart to understand. We continue a message today. We began several days ago on the backslider. And we begin in the scripture today found in your Holy Bible in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, and verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. A falling away or a backsliding has been predicted by the holy apostles, Jesus Christ, and the holy prophets of the Old Testament, and they prophesied it ever since the world began, that here in this end time there would be an wholesale backsliding. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what creates the, what is the catalyst of backsliding? Well, it's the truth. Did you know the truth is the world's greatest separator of men? It separates us in separate camps, the people that believe the Word of God and try their best to live it, and those who become disillusioned and disenchanted with the commandments of the Bible and their obligations to serve God. As I heard one time Billy Graham express on one of his telecasts in one of his crusades, he said it's not the intelligence of a man or woman that causes them to reject the Bible and to reject Jesus Christ. It is their faint hearts. It's the faint-hearted people that reject the truth of God's Word and Jesus Christ and the responsibility that the Bible commands to go along with accepting Christ as our Lord and Master. They just don't want the responsibility. Well, this great prognostication or prophecy for our end time declares that Jesus Christ will not come back to this earth again until there's a falling away first. And then the man of sin, that's the Antichrist, will be revealed as the son of perdition. That, well, the incarnate of Satan out of the bottomless pit's another good name for that. Well, falling away. We beseech you, brethren, the apostle of God that wrote this prophetic scripture in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3, says in another location, I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1 and 10, that our minds and hearts and what we practice, we have the same judgment, the same doctrine, the same teaching that we teach. The early church was characterized by a unity that we've never seen in this end-time generation in the Church of Jesus Christ, and you will not see it until those two great prophets of restoration that are revealed in Revelation, the 11th chapter, verses 3 through 18, when they come, and one of them is Elijah, they will restore all things, including the church, back to its divine love, divine unity, its power, its faith, its holiness, and to the fear of God that I've been preaching on just a few days ago. Well, in this falling away, we know falling away from something, you had to be somewhere to fall. You can't fall away from, fall somewhere that you haven't been. And I trust that you understand what falling away really indicates. It means that we've been somewhere with God, that we've been on a plateau and had an experience with God that we've lost. All right, the Holy Scriptures warn us in this manner about backsliding. All Christians, great and small, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. You know, be boastful and arrogant and fall. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12. An individual has to be in Christ somewhere above the rest of the crowd to fall. In another great scripture, Proverbs 16 and 18 declares, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. God warns Christians about falling, not sinners. They have nowhere to fall from. And here's a great scripture. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. And we have people today, you don't have anything to worry about. Oh, if you claim to be saved, you're just all right. You're eternally secure. Well, you better change your mind about that kind of mess. It is not impossible to fall. For our end-time generation is full of these tragic victims of falling away everywhere on every hand. Jesus warned the Laodicean Christians so in this manner, quote, so then, because thou art lukewarm and either cold or hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Revelation 3:16. Well, a Christian must be in Christ to be spewed out of the mouth of Christ. And today's church is Laodicean in character. That is lukewarm and spewed out of the mouth of Christ. Well, Jesus also made this profound declaration in Matthew 20 and verse 16. So the last shall be first, and the first last, for many be called, but few chosen. And God watches us for a while to see who is going to be chosen. And listen to this. What a profound subject for Jesus to be teaching on this subject of backsliding. Well, another time he declared, quote, they on the rock are they, which when they hear receive the word with joy. But these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. What a tragedy. Luke 8 and verse 13. The falling away of so many preachers and Christians, these signs are a tragic sign of the return of Jesus Christ and the rising and revealing of the Antichrist, as the apostle declared in the opening text in 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. So we must realize there's no excuses as we realize that we believe the truth, and the truth makes us free from all these glaring blunders that we see manifested today in professing Christians. And what's the trouble? They don't hear the warnings in the churches where they attend. The preachers are 6-foot icicles and cowards. They won't warn them about falling away. Great God have mercy. You read all through the Bible, like in Exodus 32 and verse 32. God spoke to Moses. Moses said, Lord, if you're going to blot the name of these church members out of your book, blot me out also. And God replied to Moses and said, he that sinneth against me, his name will I blot out of my book. Lord, have mercy sakes in this world. You're reading almost the last verses of the book of Revelation in your New Testament. Revelation 22, 18 and 19. And he says, I warn every man that reads the prophecy or reads the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add to these things that are written in this book. God will add to you the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man will take away from the words of the prophecy of this book, God will take his name out of the book of life and out of the things that are written in the city of God. Lord have mercy, God will take his name out of the book of life. How can your name come out of the book of life when it was never in the book of life? I tell you, folks, we've got to wake up and wise up and realize some people, preachers in the pulpit, are not telling us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The devil's made snares of a lot of things, like Jesus said. He warns us here about having too much money and things in our lives that, well, will just betray us over into feelings and loves and desires that are base and not honorable and righteous. Well, sometimes people's got too much money, too much land, too many cows and horses, too many cars and boats, too many TV sets and video shows that steal their hearts. And Jesus, he's warned us in the Word of God. My God, have mercy. He tells about these things that he says will create snares in our hearts and choke us to death in the parable of the sower that I just gave you just a little excerpt from in the 8th chapter of the book of Luke. All right, there's a trap been set. The devil has made snares of these material possessions today and pleasures to steal the heart of many of God's people. And Jesus warned of the tragedy thusly. And here's his warning. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, that's intemperate eating and drinking, and drunkenness, spiritual vertigo, and cares of this life, and so that day of Christ's return come upon you unawares, for as a snare or a trap shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Remember, we have the light of God's word upon us, and to all of our families, everyone, we have the same great book that we can turn to for these warnings, as the great apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should take an advantage of us, we're not ignorant of his devices. And Jesus tells us of 10 virgins that went out to meet him at his return. At Christ's return, here's his own words when he said, then the kingdom of heaven will be likened unto 10 virgins that took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were wise and five were foolish. Five were foolish, took no oil in their lamps. See, they had oil in their lamps. Their lamps went out and they tried to buy oil from the wise virgins that had oil in their lamps. What was wrong here? The oil leaked out. The Holy Ghost left. The oil of the Spirit is the Holy Ghost. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a falling away in this great age in which we're living that the Lord warns us about. And my dearly beloved, if your lamp has gone out, if so, move quickly to repent and return to the Lord, or you'll be like one of those foolish virgins that the Bible said they came and the door was shut and Jesus said, I never knew you. Let it not happen to you. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, backsliding is epidemic in this nation of ours. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll grip hearts in these broadcasts, dear Lord, as we preach on the fear of God, on true repentance, on backsliding, and many other warnings from the Holy Ghost to turn them back to the fear of God, to old-fashioned repentance and giving up their sins and really letting Christ be their Lord and Master. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Ray Pringle. You've heard another message from the Scriptures of your Holy Bible and revelations of the Holy Ghost. And you can receive any one of these broadcasts, any one of these messages in print by your request or on video or audio by your sharing a gift with us. If you'll write me, please, to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. May God grip your hearts now in this message until our next broadcast is our prayer for every one of you.